You're listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities. Featuring experts in their fields, including authors, musicians, and artists, Making Life Brighter will be a forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here's your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning. You're listening to Making Life Brighter, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams. And today, we have some neat things coming up for you, hopefully. We were supposed to have the guests and the creators coming on today, later in the show, from the movie Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. But I want to begin right now talking about a few things that we've been talking about and give you some updates on what's been happening. First of all, the most exciting thing I can tell you is thank you to everybody out there who's listening and who's participating on Facebook and who's following along with the Elephant Campaign. The Free Roam Sanctuary down in Brazil is moving along readily because of your help, and people are piling on board left, right, and center. It's been amazing to watch all the different contributors. So what's happening now is the globalelephants.org website is still accepting donations in order to finish the fencing and cover the transportation costs for the elephants that have been in captivity that are going to be moved come September into the Free Roam Sanctuary. And if you haven't been up to speed on this, you can go back and listen to that show on the archives at www.makinglifebrighter.com/radio. So you can check that out there. And on the player, you'll find all the archives. What's happening is that these elephants in South America have had nowhere to go for healing. And this sanctuary is run by a special sanctuary that's also here in the United States and has done this model already. But there is nothing like this in South America. And Brazil happens to be the pristine place for this type of placement because it's not only a perfect sanctuary insofar as there's no poachers, it's not about poaching, but unlike Africa, there's a calmness there, and all the crystals that run under the land where this is a very healing place. The vibration to this property and frequency, which I visited myself, is unbelievable. There are literally blue crystals that tumble down the mountain and all kinds of charged energy on this land that's positive. So I can honestly say I've been there, I've visited, I've talked to the people. You can hear these shows, the ones that I've done before and the ones that are coming up, and you can check it out yourself. So see the archives and listen to that. I have new shows coming up with Scott, who is the director there and the president and CEO, and he will be discussing more about elephants, and we get to learn more about their personalities, and he's had almost a lifetime of working with them so far, and it's absolutely his mission to do this. And why this is so important is because these elephants have been in captivity for some time, and they have lost their natural joy. They're depressed. They show signs of much of like a behavioral disorder. And because they've been kept away from one another, they don't socialize like they normally would. So this is an opportunity for all of us to contribute to these sacred land animals and put them back into a place for healing where they can roam freely and also be taken care of and monitored. You'll get to watch this on video cam live, and come September when they're moved, you can see this process in action. So if you ever wonder if a donation goes somewhere and it's not worthwhile, this is different. And I stand behind this fully. I was asked to participate in healing the land initially and continuing to put focus and healing to the land so that the elephants can come in on more of a sacred ground. And I've been honored to be asked to do that. I just think it's a wonderful opportunity. And I've had quite an extensive situation in my life that's come up around speaking to the elephants, hearing them, talking to them. And I've been visiting different places speaking to them, and it's been just a very inspiring type of exercise that I could never have imagined. And that's what they always say, that elephants, when they appear in your life, they sort of direct the show. And who knew? My thing was tigers. I had no idea that this was going to come into my life. But I'm honored and I'm grateful, and I invite you to participate with me. So go to globalelephants.org And you can learn all about it there. You can donate and you can share with a friend. And all of that immediately goes to finishing the fencing and the cost of transportation to move these elephants from Argentina, from Brazil, from all over South America, so they can roam free. And so I just want to share that with you. Also, what's coming up quickly is in the next few weeks, I will be in the Boston area, and I will be doing a special week of healing in the Boston, Rhode Island area at Villa Sarah Creative Spiritual Center. Villa Sarah Creative Spiritual Center, and I'll be doing a special healing seminar on EFT and body system health and modalities. I will also be doing private appointments, and I would like to invite you to come and check that out. You can call it 774-400-5252. 774-400-5252. And next week's show, as a precursor, is going to be on how to heal autism. We've had an amazing discovery into this problem with autism that's growing. And that's what today's show is all about. I have on the line and holding Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and he is behind the creation of the movie and the documentary Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe, and we'll be speaking with him today in depth, along with Del Bigtree, who also was a writer and participant in this film. And what happened is when I came back from healing that I've been telling you about in Switzerland, I had literally just landed here, and I wanted to go to see something, and I looked by spirit-driven inspiration for a movie to go see, and I was not even out of jet lag yet, and I ended up going to see this movie, Vaxxed. At the same time, my executive producer, Randall, had told me, you know, you should interview these people, and I said, well, I'll go see the movie, and so I showed up to the screening of the movie, and come to find out, everybody that's a principal in the movie was there. And I felt like, my goodness, this is right in front of me. And then I went to Denver the next week for healing. And don't you know that the doctor that I had worked with in rehab for years, and we had had a tremendous team back in Denver working hard cases where people had fused spines and they had chronic pain in their back and all that. And we had 100% success rate in our combined efforts for rehab at the time. Well, he's gone on to do all the pro sports and now has a center for healing autism, as well as concussions, and he works with all the top medical or top athletes, the pro athletes. And so I just want to share that with you coming up next week. That is unbelievable. We are going to go there personally. I'm going to try it out. I'm going to talk with some of the kids that are being treated for autism right now at this special center, and I am going to take you on a journey with the doctors as to what this is all about. So we're not just talking about a subject for MMR, but we're also talking about a public health crisis and maybe how we can find some answers to solving this. So right now I have coming up Andrew Wakefield, and I'd like to introduce him to you. In the next segment, we're going to begin our show talking in depth with him about what this movie is. Welcome, Andrew.
Hi, good to be with you.
It's nice to have you on today. Thank you for coming.
That's fine. I'll have to get off when Dell comes on, I'm afraid. We've got a viewing of our house, so I'm trying to sell our house at the same time as represent this movie around the country. So life is a little stretched at the moment.
But it's been a little hectic for you. But when did you begin to make this documentary, Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe? Because basically, it's surrounding your research that has been lauded as fraudulent, and it's been touted as something that's not true. So when did you begin this process, and what is it that drove you to make this?
Well, first of all, I guess there are three things your listeners need to know. One is that I've never been involved in scientific fraud in my life, other than to make a movie about it. Two, this movie is not about me. And three, what it is about is the worst medical fraud in the history of the world, and told in the words of one of those people who committed the fraud, that is Dr. William Thompson from the CDC. And I started making this, this is our second documentary, and this one we started making in May of 2014, when Brian Hooker, who is a star of the story and who was the confessor figure, if you like, of William Thompson, father of a vaccine-damaged child with severe autism in Northern California. He told me this story in May of 2014, and we started recording telephone calls from that point forward between Brian Hooker and William Thompson. Thompson had come to Hooker and told him that they had tested a hypothesis in 2001 that at the age at which you receive MMR may determine your risk of autism. The younger you get it, the greater the risk. And that was based on an idea that we had shared, my group from London had shared with the CDC in 2000. And they tested that hypothesis and they found it was true. And what they did then was, rather than delay the MMR to a point where it may have been safer, or to repeat the study, do a much bigger, better, safer, a better study in a different population, they decided instead to hide it, which they did then for 14 years, putting millions of American children at risk of autism.
On that note, Andrew, we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break, and then I want to jump right into this more in depth. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive free roam sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series Live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and board president of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening today. I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and I am here with Andrew Wakefield, and he is the creator of Vaxxed, the documentary From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. And we were just discussing before the break, what was the impetus for this film? And I'm going to jump ahead a little bit because many people have been researching this and they know about it. If you haven't seen the movie, you need to go see the movie and decide for yourself what you think, how you feel, because this is heating up all over the country. There are so many parents that are coming out against the MMR vaccine and claiming that it's caused autism in their children. And there's another side that is claiming that Andrew's research is fraudulent, and he just said he didn't do anything that was fraudulent. but there was a cover-up, and he exposed the cover-up. So, Andrew, I want to ask you, in the film, the whole premise of this film is based on William Thompson. Why is his name and what he did not showing in research easily? Where did that go?
Well, the reason is that, I mean, this is the media. The media are effectively owned, the mainstream media, by the pharmaceutical industry. They're owned by their sponsors, and they dare not publish or release anything that goes against the wishes of their sponsors. This is why the producer of our documentary, Del Bigtree, who's coming on later, had to leave as one of the lead producers on the Doctor's daytime talk show on CBS. He had to leave because that show was paid for by the pharmaceutical industry. They could not put out a story which told the truth about a major, major crime committed by the CDC in relation to vaccine safety. And yet, when it comes to me, they create this fairy tale, a public relations exercise designed to discredit and destroy me, which is based on a lie. The whole thing's a lie, but because they own the media, that's the story people get to hear. And I don't take my word for it. This has been independently analyzed by numerous scientists and shown to be fraud. But does that gain access to the mainstream media? No. It's because of control.
But have you spoken with William Thompson since all this came out? Have you spoken to him since your film came out?
No. William Thompson is now, he has a whistleblower lawyer. That lawyer will be advising him to say absolutely nothing to anyone without his direct say-so, and that is exactly the right thing to do, and not to say anything before he has come before Congress and testified in front of a committee about the fraud. So he is not saying anything, he's not communicating, and that is exactly the right thing to do.
In your film, you are talking about how this is going to become a massive public health crisis coming up in the next 50 years, where more than half of the population could suffer from autism, and who will take care of these people? How will we function as a society with this potential looming?
We have a crisis right now. This is a crisis right now. The estimated risk of autism for a child born today is 1 in 25. When I was at medical school, we weren't even taught about it. It was so rare. So it is the fastest growing epidemic of a severe neurodevelopmental disorder that we've ever seen in the history.
And you feel it's completely tied to the MMR vaccine solely? Or?
No, I don't. No. The reason the movie is about MMR is because that is the fraudulent study upon which William Thompson gave us the documents and made the claim. So had that fraud been about a study involving hepatitis B vaccine or DPT, that's the documentary we would have made. But we had to constrain ourselves to the facts. We're not going to offer opinion. This is a mainstream media film. It is about the facts of the matter as supplied to us in the 10,000 documents from William Thompson and his confessions in recorded phone calls. So is it MMR? No. Alone, no. It may well be due to an array of things, from the thimerosal preservative that was in many vaccines, still in hepatitis B vaccines and a few others, being given to pregnant women, which is so bizarre, to children over the age of 6 months in the flu vaccine. So thimerosal, a major mercury-based poison, aluminum, another neurotoxin, all of these things playing into it, formaldehyde, polysorbate 80, all of these constituents that have never been tested for safety, either alone or in combination. So I think it's the general toxic overload that these children are sustaining, and I think that GMO crops and glyphosate, the herbicide Roundup that was put onto 90% of our crops, may be playing into that as well. Is that ever testable as a hypothesis? Extremely difficult, because it's become a toxic soup of so many different things we may never know.
And you're saying that there's an overload to the intestinal tract and the liver, or damage thereof, because of some factor within that or the MMR itself?
Well, I think that the toxic overload, and let's put it this way, a parent said this beautifully the other day. If you took a bottle of vodka and poured it out into shot glasses and started drinking, at some stage, we're all going to fall over. For some people who have a lower capacity to detoxify, they're going to fall over earlier, some later. We are different in our ability to handle environmental toxins. And so I think it's a question of the load of toxins that children are given. And the vaccine schedule is so intensive in this country now that many, many children are exceeding that load and developing autism and other related neurodevelopmental problems.
So it's not really a question of the MMR per se, but lots of parents are saying that it is. So it just is the constituents that are also in that or around that, because I believe in the film, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were saying that the singular, it was being stated that singular vaccines may not be a cause of this as much as this combined vaccine. Is that right?
That's right. I think if you put three viruses into the same vial and inject them into a children, that's something that the immune system has never seen in the entire history of human evolution. It's never seen three viruses given together, particularly by injection. So that is an overload, I believe, a dramatic overload to the immune system of a child that it is not geared up to cope with. So we come down to the same issue of overload. There's a very interesting paper that Dr. Tempany was talking about the other day. In a mouse model, they gave virus A, 100 units of virus A, and the animals were fine. 100 units of virus B, and the animals were fine. But when they gave 1 unit of virus A and 1 unit of virus B together, 40% of the animals died. In other words, you are creating some synergistic interaction that we don't know anything about, but is clearly increasing the risk of a severe outcome.
And so what do you propose as a solution to this if, in fact, this combined vaccine is having this effect?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to give parents the option, and it must be the parents' absolute right to decide for their own child, not the government, not public health, not the pharmaceutical industry, but the parents. So give them the option of single vaccines, single measles, single mumps, single rubella, MMR, or nothing at all. They can choose to do whatever they like based upon the information that they are able to get from reliable sources about the safety of these vaccines. And at the moment, pediatricians are not a reliable source because they get their information from the CDC, and we now know that the CDC have committed fraud and lied. So they cannot be trusted. They cannot be relied upon to tell us the truth about vaccine safety.
Do you feel that all vaccines are dangerous? Would you take a single vaccine or give it to your child?
Well, the Supreme Court in this country recognizes and states that vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. So is there such a thing as a safe vaccine? No, there is not. Some are safer than others, but my understanding and my reading of this, and I've done 20 years of research into this now, is the safety studies, in my opinion, are wholly inadequate. So I'm not here to give vaccine advice to anyone, but I can say in all honesty, what would I do if I had a baby today and I would not give them a vaccine?
You know, it's interesting on that note. When I was, I knew somebody actually when I was younger that had never had a vaccination. And then for their job, when they were about 23, got a vaccination and actually never really recovered. They became very, very ill. Their immune system was never quite the same. Now, does that mean that happens to everyone? No. But that was very evident at that point. And so am I pro-vaccine or against vaccines? No. I'm talking about cases that I've seen, and we're discussing facts, and we're discussing this movie, Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe, which you should all see, because you need to formulate your own opinion and do your own research to find out how this may affect you or how it has affected you or what you feel about it. Now, there's quite a bit of information on the internet against Andrew and his research, and he had his medical license taken away according to the findings that they had, and they said that you had received money from the lawyers behind the studies and all that. What do you have to say to all that? What is your...
You know, the people have been telling this story for a long time, and it's been disproven. The person who was also indicted alongside me before the General Medical Council was completely exonerated. I couldn't afford to pursue an appeal, but he was completely exonerated, and the GMC's ruling was trashed by the judge. The first time this ever came before a proper judiciary, it was trashed. This was available for everyone to read, but it never made it into the mainstream media. We then sued the people, or attempted to sue in Travis County Court, those who alleged fraud. We were denied jurisdiction because they were from England, and we were denied jurisdiction unjustly, which is a great shame, in contravention or in contrast with the established legal precedent. But a lot of people do not want this story to come out. But please get informed.
Yes, everyone needs to go see this movie. Yes, absolutely.
The movie illustrates so much. That's right. The movie will tell you so much about the truth behind this. So please go and see it. Make up your mind.
I think people need to do their due diligence and research. And you know what? On that note, we're going to be back in just 1 minute. And I want to talk about gut health, which was your expertise in research. And I think that's very important today, because everyone's talking about gut health and the gut's brain. And in my healing work, we use that all the time. I want to discuss with you the findings that you had and what you discovered and what we maybe could discover from some new things coming up. So we'll be right back with more Andrew Wakefield and the movie Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary. Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive free roam sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series Live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and board president of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter. If you have a comment or would like to call in, you can call us today at 866-472-5792. That's 866-472-5792, and we'll accept your calls. I want to get right back into our conversation with Andrew Wakefield, and he is the creator of Vax, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe, and we also have Del Bigtree, who will be joining us in a little bit. He is the producer and co-author of this. So I would like to go back to gastrointestinal health with you, Andrew, because that's where you began. And, you know, everything's coming up about that today. Whatever passes through the colon is affecting the body. The colon health is affecting everything. Gluten intolerance and the change of diet is changing, maybe in some cases, autism, as well as other brain disorders. Dr. Amen is talking about that. All these people are talking about that in the health field. How do you feel about that? And what do you know regarding gut health and autism?
Well, as a gastroenterologist, this is how I first became involved in autism. Parents saying that, you know, my child was fine, and then they developed severe gastrointestinal problems and regressive autism following a vaccine. And they were convinced that there was a link between the health of their child's intestine and their autistic features. The worse the symptoms in the bowel, the pain, the diarrhea, then the worse the autistic behaviors. And then that would improve when they put them on an exclusion diet or controlled their intestinal pain in any other way. Now, the medical profession had said, oh, no, no, that's just autism. Your child's bound to have diarrhea and pain and et cetera. That made no sense whatsoever. And we trusted in the parent's story. These children were investigated. They were scoped, and they were found to have an inflammatory bowel disease. And when we treated that, not only did the bowel symptoms get better, but the behavior improved in just the way the parents had described. So the parents were absolutely right.
Now, how did you treat it, though? What did you do?
We treated it initially with exclusion diets of gluten, casein, exclusion diets, taking those completely 100% out of the diet for a prolonged period, often with dramatic improvement in the children and severe regression if they had an infraction. If, for example, they were given inadvertently gluten or casein, which is very, very convincing. We would treat it with anti-inflammatories, so the sort of drugs that we would use in Crohn's disease, such as 5-aminosalicylates, which are very effective mild anti-inflammatory agents in the gut, by providing probiotics. That became a very, very interesting aspect of this work and had been used for some time for producing benefit in Crohn's disease. But here we saw improvement in children with autism after probiotics. And so and nutritional supplementation to give them the things that they were missing, enzymes, digestive enzyme supplements to help overcome some of the intolerances they had, the dietary intolerances. So everything was pointed towards the gut. And this is something that was brought to our attention by parents. It was right. And now the most common finding, the most consistent finding in medical research worldwide in autism is the gut, is the bowel, is a reiteration of what the parents said way back when, and particularly a disturbance in the gut microflora, the bugs, the bacteria that live in the gut. In children with autism, they are different, and they appear to be unhealthy. And if we can make that better, then there is room for potential, a considerable improvement in the children. We see this all the time. So,
well, now you have two people on in the movie, Sheila and Polly, who showcase their life, having found that this is now going to be their new life with a child with autism, and how do they handle this? And after the initial shock and trauma of going through it, have you worked with them the same way, and have their children improved? And do you have children that have actually completely healed, or just is it a chronic condition where they have to sustain this?
It's a chronic autoimmune type condition in the gut, and it's not curable, but it can be treated and improved. It will, like Crohn's, fluctuate from time to time in terms of severity, but it needs to be managed. So when children recover, and they recover to variable degrees, we call it managed recovery. They need to remain on the diet, as far as we're aware. They need to have constant vigilance over their gastrointestinal function.
Do you notice at this point that when they have improvement, that their mental capacity is also improving, that their brain is functioning differently immediately?
Yes, it is. And you saw it in the film with Billy Tommy. And Dell was here, and he can tell you about this, but he was there to witness this, that Billy is fine until he went out one day and had gluten in a pizza inadvertently. And he had a severe meltdown, and it was days before he was able to recover to his normal functioning. So it's a very real problem.
Andrew, if you had one thing to tell the world about what you have experienced as you've gone through this process, what would that be?
It would be that the parents are right. Parents know their children better than anyone else. They weren't anti-vaccine. They took their children to be vaccinated, and their children sustained a severe, debilitating, disastrous condition as a consequence. And parents need to trust their instincts. Doctors need to trust those instincts of parents and to listen and to have the humility to back off their preconceived notions of what is safe and what isn't safe in terms of vaccines and what the parents are saying to them in terms of their child's health. They need to listen, they need to understand, they need to go back to the roots of clinical medicine and do their job properly.
Well, thank you for coming on. I know you have to go, and we appreciate you coming on to share that with us. And we have more to talk about, and I want to welcome Del Bigtree, who's also a co-author with you in this. Welcome, Del.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And so Del and Andrew were there the night that I went to see the film, and that was quite a surprise, like I had said, and I was catching up to myself with all of this, and it's amazing. The degree that families are affected by this is one issue. The degree that the country will become affected by this is another issue. So, Del, what is your take on how you got started in this movie, and what motivated you to jump on board with this?
Well, I'd been a producer on the daytime talk show of The Doctors for 6 years, celebrating the best that medicine had to offer, great science, great medicines, you know, it was a really great job. And, you know, but part of doing a job like that is a growing concern for society. I always want to make sure that we have the best technology and people have the best understanding of what was available to them. So when I came upon the story of Dr. William Thompson, you know, one of our top scientists saying that we'd all been lied to about the safety of specifically the MMR vaccine, that was extremely concerning. And so, you know, researching that story and getting to the bottom of it led me to Andy Wakefield, who was already working on the documentary. And you know, the rest, I guess, is history. But ultimately, this film is so important. It's such an important tool for people to understand what this story is, and we're in real trouble. We have a skyrocketing epidemic that is going to bring this country down, either our health, but probably even before that financially. I mean, this year alone, roughly 100,000 children born are going to end up on the autism spectrum. The CDC says it costs $5 million to raise each one of these children. We're talking trillions of dollars of debt in our future. Very near future. That's going to be taxed on our insurance system, and then ultimately on the taxpayers in general. And we're seeing it affect our schools. People that think that this isn't affecting them because they don't have a child with autism are really misunderstanding what's taking place. Our school system, we are losing our honors classes. They're disappearing because there's no funding there. All the funding for honors classes and sports is going into special needs classes, which are just exploding inside of every school. And every parent should recognize that. We didn't used to have 2-3 classrooms, you know, full of children with special needs. And each one of these special needs children, you know, needs 1 or 2 teachers per child. The cost of that is astronomical. You know, it's great that we're taking care of these kids, but when you start realizing that specifically the epidemic of autism is a man-made disease, this is something we could stop. This is something that's only happening because the pharmaceutical industry is more concerned with making money than fixing their products and making them healthier for children. And this story just is, to me, the most egregious example we've seen yet of the government collusion with industry. This is the corporate takeover of America. All the concerns about Citizens United and the environment and things that be, you know, the oil and gas industry are destroying our environment and not paying taxes. And then we've watched the banking industry rob the middle class of their homes. Well, now we're seeing the pharmaceutical industry, which is now the most powerful lobby in this nation and probably the world working with our government to hide the fact that they have defective products that are destroying the lives of children and the families around them. So it's we're in real trouble, and people have to realize that I live in Los Angeles. We're now mandated. We have no choice. Even though I've done all of this research, I've made this movie, I know that the MMR vaccine causes autism. I can say that. The MMR vaccine causes autism. Still, I can't send my child to school unless I let the state government inject my child with this defective vaccine.
It's a law now, right? I mean, it's mandatory. Here. And that's what our debate was last spring. It's a law now. And the big thing here is choice. Education and choice. Are we losing choices? It's ironic that everyone thinks of California as such a liberal state, and yet it's one of the foremost states that's losing many, many choices in your supplementation choices, your choices to choose for your child, et cetera, et cetera. And we do have something going on here that warrants some discussion.
And California is just the forefront of this. They're working on national laws. This is when you see pharmaceutical money going into the politician you're about to elect. What do you think they're doing there? They are working on mandating laws across this nation to not only mandate vaccines for our children, but for adults also. And I think people are going to be shocked by that. Almost every adult is about 49 vaccines short of where their children are now. And the pharmaceutical industry you're next. You're going to line up next.
We're going to stop on that note, and we'll be right back with more Del Bigtree. We're going to talk about what's coming up and how this has impacted people. We'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter. You can find us at makinglifebrighter.com and on Facebook at Making Life Brighter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive free roam sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series Live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and board president of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to makinglifebrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment.
Now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. I have Del Bigtree here with me today, and we've been talking about the movie Vax, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. And before, earlier in the segments, we were speaking with Andrew Wakefield, and Del is also a co-creator in this film. And Del, what is it that you've seen since you've been on the road going across the country with this particular film?
I'll tell you, the thing that really stands out is the fact that when I got involved, I knew we had an epidemic of autism. You know, I was deeply involved for almost a year in an editing bay and doing interviews with people, but nothing prepared me for the numbers of vaccine-injured families that are out there. Every night, two shows a night usually, we're doing Q&As, and hundreds of parents are coming up and saying, finally, you're telling our story. They're repeating the story themselves. And as you travel the nation and start to realize there's hundreds of thousands of these people out there, there's a growing rage inside of me. You know, having worked with all of these doctors that said this doesn't exist, listening to the news constantly still say vaccines are perfectly safe. And I just, you know, I'm just shocked.
Are you sure that the MMR is the cause of autism? Are you personally sure of that? Do you know?
I am sure that differing vaccines are causing autism. I don't believe it's the only cause of autism. I think that there's great research being done on glyphosate and the herbicides being sprayed on all of our foods by Monsanto. I think Monsanto, Merck, all of these chemical industrial companies that are poisoning us, autism really appears to be just toxic overload. At some point, our children just are hitting the limit. And once they go over that limit, it goes into, you know, neurological problems and you name it. And autism is really only the sort of the worst circumstance. We have skyrocketing rates of ADD, ADHD, deadly allergies, deadly food allergies we never saw before, asthma, MS, childhood leukemia. We have one of the sickest nations of children in the industrialized world, and there's no explanation for it. In fact, I just saw about 6 or 7 days ago, CBS reported we have more babies die on day one of life in America than all of the other industrialized nations combined. And then you look at the fact that we're giving a Hep B vaccine on the first day of life. Why are we injecting a baby that is just gasping for its first breaths? Why are we injecting them with a sexually transmitted disease they will not even come in contact with until they are sexually active or sharing needles?
I mean, what do the parents say about this? When you speak to these parents, what do they say? What's the number one thing you hear over and over again besides you're telling our story?
That they were told that they were crazy, that if they questioned it any longer, that they had visits from Child Protective Services threatening to take their children away if they didn't stop questioning the vaccines. And they're repeating, you know, and they're saying, some of them say, yes, it was the MMR. Others say it was the DTaP. Others say they believe it was the Hep B. But most of these parents have the same story. A perfectly healthy child that gets a vaccine and then just disappears from them, loses all of the abilities they had. And they're crying, they're sobbing, they're feeling relief that finally something is verifying what they've known to be true. In fact, I just got a text today from a friend that I used to work on Dr. Phil with, another producer that just texted me, said, I just want you to know you ran into my niece in Minneapolis, and she let me know, said, finally, this is what I've always known to be true. I've been called crazy, and finally, this movie is telling the truth. And he was thanking me because he didn't believe me. He didn't believe me when this all started, and said, now I realize my own family members are involved in this, and I'm thanking you, Del, for risking your career and going out to tell the truth.
Are you frightened?
Am I frightened?
Yeah, you're telling this?
There's no purpose in fear. I mean, in the end, truth, I believe, protects us. And if it doesn't, then I don't know what to say. I believe in living life, and the quality of life in every day of your life is all you have control over. The length of time we're on this earth, I don't have control over that. I could accidentally step in front of a bus tomorrow. So there's a million ways you could worry about dying. In fact, I think our fear of death is what creates a lot of these problems. It's why they're able to make us afraid of measles, which really doesn't kill anybody in this country. They prey on our fear of death. I don't have a fear of death. I have a love of life. And I'm here to live every day to my fullest, to tell the truth and help this nation, help people. And every day I get to do that is a gift.
Are you all involved in somehow figuring out cures for this now that this has been created? Is there some way, besides what Andrew said earlier with supplements and diet, is there something else that we don't know about that's coming up maybe that you know about that's on the cutting edge?
We only know people that come up to us, because we're deeply focused on just getting the truth out. The movie is really about stopping more casualties. That's what we're trying to achieve. And then there's handling the casualties that exist, which is what you're talking about. And yeah, I'm being, you know, a lot of doctors and people I think are having success with THC, with CBD oil. You hear a lot about different sort of nutrients.
Have you ever had doctors come up to you and apologize, and any doctors come forth and say, I knew this was true, or I now changed my mind?
Every single night now there are doctors coming up to us afterwards and saying, I was brought here kicking and screaming, and your movie changed my mind. I realized, you know, how closed-minded I've been. And I want to make this clear to everybody out there, because we still get these reviewers that don't see our movie, that tell people not to see it, to say that it's medically not accurate, or doctors saying, don't see it, this is a lie, I haven't seen it myself. I challenge every single doctor out there that believes they know the truth, just like Dr. Rachel Ross, who is on The Doctors, that is in our movie. She has stepped forward now after seeing the data and is changing, and she's researching, and she's changing the way she's practicing medicine.
And what about the Tribeca Film Festival, Del? It was pulled from that. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've been censored by the most powerful lobby in the nation. They do not want people to hear this story. They don't want them to know the truth. That's why in newspapers and news ads everywhere, they're telling people to not see this film. I hope that those people realize in the United States of America, that's a call to action. That's a moment where your curiosity should say, I do need to see this film. And the truth is every time they've attempted to censor this film, it's only made us bigger, because the American people know better, and now the film is growing exponentially. In fact, we're meeting up in Florida, Polly, Andy, and I, and that's about the last time you'll see the three of us together, because we're just in too many theaters. We're going to have to split up to continue doing Q&As. So you can't stop truth.
And you can't, this is, no.
You know, you can't. And that's what's happening. They're terrified of it. They should be, because they've lied for too long, and a lot of people are going to be in a lot of trouble, and you're going to have a nation that is so angry, because I believe this is the most repeated lie in the world. Vaccines are safe. That is a lie.
That's a powerful statement. And on that note, I ask everyone on this show one question at the end. What makes your life brighter?
What makes my life brighter?
Yes.
Just the fact that I am so lucky to be able to have a voice in such an important issue. My life has given me the opportunity to have a passion, to be involved in that passion, and get to share that with people and meet beautiful, wonderful people all around this topic right now. So what brings me life, what brings me light is truth. And that truth has brought me a beautiful family and all of the great things around me. So that's
there you have it. Del Bigtree and earlier Andrew Wakefield on the movie Vax, from Cover Up to Catastrophe. You need to see it. Thank you so much for coming on, Del. I really appreciate that. We all appreciate your opinion and your research and the movie. So everybody needs to go out and see the movie, do some research on your own, formulate your own opinions, and you're welcome to weigh in at Making Life Brighter on Facebook. And also, again, next week, I'm going to have a show out of Denver where I have someone who is making a dent in the healing of autism. So stay tuned for that. Thank you so much, Del. And everyone, if you haven't seen it, go out and see the movie Vaxxed, from Cover Up to Catastrophe. Thank you, and have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us each week at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. You are my rose.